that Zach Plague slept in, and in his wake came Mike Zapata. Viva Zapata. Writer and educator living in Chicago. He's the co-founder, co-publisher, and fiction editor for Make Magazine, which you can find right there on that table. I hear that he's a science fiction fan. I doubt he'll be reading science fiction tonight, but one can always hope. Whatever he reads is going to be fantastic, and it's my pleasure to invite Mike Zapata.
All right, just want to make a quick announcement. We are still accepting submissions for the sixth issue of Make called The Experiment, which I promise won't be like a bad college night. It'll be, you know, there'll be experimental stuff in there. And although I'm not reading science fiction, I am reading something in the future. So, one step towards. I'm going to read the last few pages from a story called White Twilight, which basically is about the census in the year 2040. So it's projected by the Census Bureau that in the year 2040, white people will be in the minority. So this story is kind of like how everyone freaks out about that. Sorry, guys. The main character lives in Humboldt Park in Chicago. So that's the place. All right. Thank you guys for being here, and thank you, Sarah, for putting this on tonight, and Featherproof, and everyone who, Literago, everyone who joined tonight to put this on. All right. I don't remember if I stayed at my dad's for some time and finished the coffee like I've done so many times before, with some sort of black, almost opiate residue sifting my thoughts, not really saying much, or if I took off down Division right away with this snakebite fury at my heels. Anyway, by the time I reached Western and Division, a mess of people were already gathering by the barricades. East of them were the new towers in Wicker Park, stretching even higher than those from the 20s and 30s, marked by cerulean corded warped glass and protective steel plates shaped like wings. And it occurred to me that these people, like the sons and daughters of those from the Loop, were frantically claiming the sky, staking out an unsovereign curvature of the horizon, the free trade of international heavens. All right, hold up. Hopped up in jail, I can't help but think of sovereignty. All right? To those cats in the flat-faced glass pillars rising all over our nation's cities, sovereignty is dead, right? They dropped the allegiance at the 5-4-3-2-1 of the millennium and cashed the fuck in. They're modern-day internationals. They are busy hoarding flow and credit and tech and futures. They have our DNA and our credit in their back pockets, so they got all of us. And what about us? We are the grimy remnants of sovereignty. We are the cats who still believe in and cling to borders and flags and street corners. We are an invisible narrative. We are ripe for the picking. We are the oldest suckas in American history. So when the first shot was fired into the crowd, make no mistake, the bullet hissing westward, a lot of us were looking, really looking, at the towers for the first time. So now, I'm supposed to finish my testimony by stating what exactly happened in the riot, but it's hazy, it's like some murky snapshot, some lost nightmare, but that's the part they want the most, right? That's the part the lawyers want, violence and riots, the natural phenomenon of people from the Southern Hemisphere. Let's categorize their grievances. Let's resurrect their habeas corpus. Let's tell their story so it doesn't happen again. I'm near the fine. Give them something they want. And so a swarm of locusts, wiry and swift and brown and biblical, clutching and pushing me against the corner of Western and Division, which had known something furious all along. Against the barricades, my left shoulder unhinged, my face like a smashed mandrake root against the transparent shields. Some thunderclaps, maybe gunshots, some sparks in the air, a Molotov. The corner of Western and Division, undoing, undoing, undone. Fuck the 5-0, get your hands off me! Coming from east-west of Western, and get down now! Coming from east of Western, bellowing shrieks like muscles being torn from the pulpy inside out. people clawing at the space between bodies, too many people at once retching forward, the furiousness of the herd, yet others breaking away quickly and softly, saving themselves, eyes fixed on some distant, gloomy point. But you know all of this, don't you? You don't need me. You've seen it again and again, the newscopters flying in wild arcs over the city like ravens or maybe black beetles. It wasn't even afternoon yet and all this mad heat on the city streets. Then a hand reached for my pistol, some broken russet hand tugging at my waistline, but before I could fight the hand off, I felt a wild force against my skull, and I remember tasting blood, caustic, I don't know, salty, maybe mine, but could have been anybody's. And then I heard, or I imagine I heard a song, que fucking loco, right? A song, at first a tinny voice in my skull, but then soothing, a siren prying me loose from the mob. I'm gonna try and sing, guys, I apologize. Why the gods above me, who must be in the know, think so little of me, they allow me to go. When you're near, there's such an air of spring about it. I can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing about it. There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor. Every time we say goodbye, every single time. I don't know. Maybe a song my mother used to sing while my father played the cuatro when they were still together on the yucca-colored couch at our old apartment on Kedzie. Her voice saccharine, the notes from my father's cuatro hovering in the living room, then escaping through the front bay windows to Karin down Kedzie like lost and hungry island spirits. But I'm losing myself, aren't I? Getting off track and trying to shrug the airy feeling, that airy sensation that I gato encerrado, and that there is no proof of me anywhere in the world anymore. Continuamos. I lost consciousness and woke up hours later in the pitch black back of a paddy, raw on the bone, messed up in the face, and handcuffed with dozens of others to a small metal bench. And then months later, these lawyers show up. I don't know what else is there but the boom of loneliness and anger unwoven unevenly on this page. Maybe just one thing. Echoing madly against my cell walls. My mom's was right. The old days are my memories. They are the same. Following my footsteps and thoughts like some shadow FBI agent, like some ancient Santeria curse, closing in on me. Ay dito, how obvious. A snake carved into a pistol, swallowing its own tail. Chasing me in circles, para siempre, throughout all time. Thank you.